Government officials in the U.S. have not yet released the final version of an official plan of action to deal with a possible flu pandemic, something Canada and other countries have already done. The U.S. plan could be out this week. It's been in the works for over a decade. Yet a survey of doctors shows 79% believe the federal government is very unprepared or somewhat unprepared to deal with the virus. The survey of physicians was done by the Muhlenberg College Institute of Public Opinion. UW flu researcher Chris Olson says the government has invested in vaccine research and is getting ready for what could be a large-scale public health problem.
Clearly, the U.S. government has recognized for many years the threat that pandemic influenza poses.
Olson works in the Veterinary School of Medicine, where he studies flu viruses in animals, the kind that could adapt so that they spread among humans. Olson believes the federal government needs to put more money into this kind of research, also provide more funds for the people, equipment, and technology that would help fight any wide-scale outbreak. Wisconsin congressional member Tammy Baldwin and others have criticized the government's stockpile of Tamiflu. Olson says it may be unrealistic to expect enough antiviral medicine for every person in the U.S. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.